For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. A new audit released Tuesday finds that some welfare recipients in Missouri have been using their benefits to buy things besides food and other daily necessities. Marshall Griffin has details.
The audit centers on the use of EBT cards from the state-run program Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, or TANF. State Auditor Tom Schweik says during fiscal year 2012, around $261,000 in benefits were spent at businesses associated with gambling, alcohol, tobacco, and adult entertainment.
That seems inconsistent with the purpose of the program, to provide benefits to kids.
The audit also finds that around $461,000 were spent out of state during a three-month period. While technically not illegal, Schweik says it may indicate that those recipients no longer live in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Meanwhile, Missouri passed a new law this year that bans TANF benefits from being used at bars, casinos, and adult entertainment venues. Governor Jay Nixon has developed a proposal to help more Missourians pursue careers in mental health care. The governor plans to announce details today during stops in Columbia and Kansas City. His office said the announcement would involve a proposal for funding in the next state budget. Nixon told higher education officials in October he would be proposing an initiative to train professionals in such fields as psychiatry, specialty nursing, and applied behavioral analysis. He said 72 of Missouri's 114 counties do not have a licensed psychiatrist, while 90 do not have a licensed behavioral analyst. Filing for seats on the Columbia Board of Education opened to candidates today, but school board member Tom Rose will not be among those running in April. KBIA's Kate Grumke has this.
Three board members' terms expire next year: Rose, Jonathan Sessions, and Helen Wade. Sessions has already filed for re-election, and Wade has not announced if she will run for re-election or not. But after 7 years on the school board, Tom Rose says he will not run for re-election. Rose says he plans to focus on his private veterinary practice, but he says he will still be involved with education.
I'll still stay involved in the schools and especially involved in early childhood education and those types of things. But I also see that there are, you know, certainly given opportunity for other people that had expressed interest in serving on the board as well.
Rose says hiring Superintendent Chris Belcher and balancing the district's budget were some of the things he is most proud of in the past 7 years. Newcomer Rex Cohn has also filed to run for a school board seat. This will be the third time he has run for the position. Candidates have until January 21st to submit an application for candidacy for the April 8th election. Kate Grumke, KBIA News.
A helicopter ambulance company that operates in 15 states has chosen the northeastern Missouri city of Moberly for a new base. KMIZ-TV reports Air Evac Life Team announced it's preparing to start construction of a heliport and facility on 2 acres at the Randolph County Ambulance District. The base is expected to begin operating next year. Air Evac Life Team was founded in 1985 in the southern Missouri city of West Plains with a mission of providing airborne medical transport in rural areas. The company moved its headquarters last year to the St. Louis suburb of O'Fallon. It now operates 115 bases with on-call crews consisting of a registered nurse, a pilot, and a paramedic. Randolph County officials say the Moberly base will serve all of northeast and north central Missouri. Missouri's unemployment rate declined in November while payrolls expanded by 15,000 jobs. The Missouri Department of Economic Development reported Tuesday the jobless rate fell to 6.1% in November from 6.5% in October. The leading gainer was educational and health services, which added 5,200 jobs last month. The construction sector grew by 2,300, and professional and business services increased by 2,000 jobs. The information, leisure, and hospitality sectors each declined by 200 jobs. Missouri's civilian labor force was about 3 million, which is down 244 from October. Filing for seats on the Columbia Board of Education opened to candidates yesterday, but school board member Tom Rose will not be among those running in April. KBIA's Kate Grumke talked with Rose to find out why.
Part of it has to do with just, I think, looking to, after I've served 7 years on the board, and I think time for me to kind of step back and as I stay involved in other things and look at my time and trying to concentrate more on my business as well, my private veterinary practice. So just kind of served, I think, was a time for me to go ahead and step back from the board business and do that. I'll still stay involved in the schools and especially involved in early childhood education and those types of things. I'll give an opportunity for other people that had expressed interest in serving on the board as well. That we I know when we did an interview a year ago for the open space that we had a lot of good individuals that I think could contribute to the boards. So.
Looking back on the past 7 years, is there anything that you achieved that you would say you are most proud of?
I think a couple things. One is trying to help with just increasing some transparency with the board and the district administration. And one of the things I was involved in was certainly when we had to hire a new superintendent, and I think we were proud that I felt like we made a really good choice in Dr. Belcher being here. I'm also pleased with what we've been able to do financially as far as the balances are concerned in the financial situation that the district's in, that we've been able to do that. I wish I could have done more, that we could do more as far as when we look at achievement gaps and the performance of our subset of students, minorities and lower-income students, that we could do better with that. I'm still a strong proponent of early childhood education. I'm glad to see that our board has supported that in the past and would look forward to continue to support that in this district.
That was KBIA's Kate Grumke talking to Columbia Board of Education member Tom Rose, who announced yesterday he is not running for re-election. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.